Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
We're going to be taking your phone calls on the Tigers. Is all forgiven from a rocky finish to the regular season? Or is this the series where you would forgive? They got to get through Seattle first. Let us know. And then your outlook on the series. Are you feeling a lot better after seeing them take down Cleveland? 248-539-9797. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Luke Sloan on the updates. Luke, you were telling us superstition.
Yes, I actually had multiple that I'm going to credit for the win yesterday.
Okay.
Number one, my sister kind of works nights, mornings, so we watch all three games of the series together, which was fun. We switched places on the couch. She sat in the spot that I usually sit in.
Okay.
I sat in the spot that she usually sits in. We won yesterday, of course. That's number one. Number two would be I wore a certain special Tigers shirt Monday for the game, or the first game on Tuesday, didn't wear it Wednesday, brought it back, albeit dirty, yesterday, and they won. So
there you go. Now you can't wash it,
yeah,
and you have to wear it.
Laundry's on the list later today, so what you're saying is I should not include that in the
No, you can't.
Yeah. No, you're right, and I should wear it tomorrow to double down on that.
Absolutely. I mean, until the magic is gone, you can't wash it, and you have to wear it. Plus, you have to have your sister over to watch the game, and you have to sit in the same place.
The not washing things is something I'm not foreign to. When I ran track in high school,
oh,
I
no.
would get ready for this one. I'd wear the same pair of socks unwashed to every meet the entire year.
Okay,
I'd only wash my socks after the entire schedule was done.
Uh huh. There's a lot. I'm okay with all of that. I don't think that you're out of line on the socks or the shirt. I am requesting that you not wash the shirt.
Yes, that's I'm perfectly fine with that.
Okay.
Cuz honestly, it's not that bad, you know. I'll just throw on a little extra deodorant or something, watch at home, shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Are any jorts involved in this superstition?
You know, see, those need a more thorough washing. So those won't be making an appearance with
okay.
the,
no follow-up questions there.
Say we don't need to know more about your Saturday night.
And so the reason I asked those questions, because you were talking to it about it earlier, is going into the seventh inning, all of a sudden they walk Cary Carpenter. Bases are loaded. One out. And my wife says, you got to hit the mute button. Because up until that point, like runners in scoring position, we can't do anything. And throughout the course of the game, she's like, I can't believe that we can't get any of these runners across. So she hit the mute button. And it was our way of changing the mojo.
At that point, they're already taking the lead. So don't give yourself too much credit for that.
Oh, no.
See, I did the same thing as Monday.
Nobody thought that two runs was going to be enough. So then all of a sudden, hey, we hit the mute button and boom.
Floodgates open.
Perez, single. Boom. Torque, single. Green, single.
Both Monday and Tuesday and yesterday, getting my days all mixed up, I had a mid-inning snack. And both times after that mid-inning snack, they scored. Obviously more so yesterday than game one. But that could be another potential key. I had
two different snacks.
There were two different snacks. I had crackers yesterday, for anybody interested.
I hope people are writing this down. These are keys to the game.
Yeah, well, there are keys to the game, and because we all feel like we have that control. And so we had the guy yesterday that texted in.
Oh, the gummy guy.
No gummies in game one. Had gummies during game two, so he said he was gonna hold off until after the game. And so no gummies yesterday, so obviously we win.
Mm-hmm. I got a tweet from someone who goes, hey, whoever the gummy bear guy was, you know, tell him to keep up the good work. And I had to tell him, I don't know if it was gummy bears.
Yeah. No, yeah,
oh, no.
Definitely not gummy bears.
They may have been in the shape of bears.
You poor
maybe.
Summer child.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm just curious. This doesn't have to be a huge topic, but were there things that fans did on Tuesday for the first game that they went back to for game three that caused and actually had an influence on us winning? Because the mute button had an influence.
Some ticket texts. We'll take those phone calls. 248-539-9797. We have momentum on our side. Seattle is a sitting duck. If we win game one, we win the series. Well, yeah, you'd throw Scooble in game two, and you'd still have two more coming at Comerica, and Scooble in a game five if necessary. Texter says, nothing is forgiven yet. Given how good we were during the year, thought we were going to have a bye as an expectation. Now they're exactly where the minimum was, Tony, in Oxford.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Harris already won. That's all the text says.
Oh. Well, I don't necessarily know that he's already won.
Is that like in for, like, because he, I, my
Because they got as far as they did last year?
Yeah, I think, and probably not having to answer the questions as authentically as he would have had to.
If they missed the playoffs entirely or lost in the first round to a team they blew the division to, there would have been fangs out. But if they lose to Seattle, a team that took the bye from them, who took the deadline more seriously than them, he's not going to be let off the hook.
Oh, no. But like you said, you used the word fangs. I don't think there'll be fangs, you know. You said that text a few minutes ago about the, you know, Seattle and taking game one and all that. I think it's crucial that Seattle starts a series kind of cold with their bats.
Yeah.
Because what you said, yeah, then you got Scooble and twice and all that. Well, you know, Cleveland had a very similar situation last year, and they came out swinging in game one against the Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
That can't happen. Like, the Tigers need just a little bit of a break here, I think. Because if Seattle's performing offensively like they have been, I don't see a way.
Well, their bats are way more potent than Cleveland. And they hit homers. Only the Dodgers and Yankees hit more. And they steal bases. Only the Brewers and Rays stole more. So they don't need like five hits to have a big inning.
Right.
Like the Tigers, it feels a little more like, hey, they need to have four or five hits in an inning to really put up a crooked number.
And they hit Scooble. Scooble was kind of just a number two or three against them.
I mean, he has two starts. He was hit hard in both. Didn't get through sixth innings in either.
Rodriguez hit a home run off him.
Yeah, that would have been in the July game, right, before the All-Star game. Yeah,
that's what started everything. But, you know, Carlos Hernandez also pitched in that game, I saw.
And since that, well, my God. Wow, there's a throwback. Is that this year's Brian Sammons?
No, Sammons was good. He helped him get
it. I just mean like reliever from nowhere that'll be forgotten about, but did play. Yeah. And they didn't have Naylor or Suarez when we faced them in July.
Right.
Correct.
And they add that to a lineup that has Rodriguez and the big dumper who might be an MVP. Like, they are a dangerous team. They're the better team. That's how they earned the number two seed in the bye. But I just wonder, like, them missing one of their frontline pitchers, them sitting for a week, Detroit getting this. I didn't buy that Detroit got, like, a reset just by making the playoffs. I do believe there's a little more of a reset in taking down Cleveland specifically and righting that wrong. I'm buying a little more of that momentum now.
Well, in some ways, it was almost like a three-game 163s, like back in, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, the Tigers proved they were the better team, we think.
Well, how would you prove it? You'd play in the postseason?
Exactly. I know. Yeah. I was just throwing that.
What, you think they're going to call double or nothing? We're going to meet them in, like, the street and play again?
Sandlot baseball.
There you go. Charles in Southfield, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. Thank you for taking the call. I would say forgiven. However, they need to make some adjustments on how they put together the team. They've got a good core of guys. I mean, I've been watching. I got to throw this in. Been watching the Tigers since 61. I've never seen such a swing from bad to good, back to bad, and, you know, finally winning. But if they don't do a better job of adding the pieces that they need, they're wasting some talent. And it might be time. I don't know if they're in Double A or not. Maybe bring up one of those super sluggers, Clark and McGonagall. Pardon me for pronouncing the name incorrectly.
Oh, you got it.
But if Cleveland can start a player in his first major league game in the playoffs, why can't we make a move that requires a little bit more boldness? Not risky or crazy, but just look at what you have. You've got a good thing. Make it better and make it better now. You can do this.
Yeah, they started DeLauder, and it was a bit of an adventure in center. He actually did okay, though. He had a couple hits, right? Had a walk.
Exactly.
But he was in AAA and had been in AAA prior. Okay, I would tell you, don't hold your breath. Yeah. I mean, look, we can speculate on it. Right, I would not hold your breath. They're not going to add McGonagall or Clark or any of those guys. The addition you might get, and we'll see when the playoff roster is set, Colt Keith.
Possibly, yeah, because he made the trip and they've talked about him.
He's working towards getting back out there. That would be the name I'd watch if you're looking to see, is there
Colt Keith, and if they get a little bit further, maybe Reese Olson.
Yeah, I don't know if we have a formal update, but I suppose, depending on how deep they go. 248-539-9797. Tiger fans, tons of stuff to react to. The game itself. John wants to know about your superstitions. I want to know about forgiveness. It's 97.1.
All right, you guys, I want to tell you about my hot tub and how it has completely changed my evenings. After a long day, I'm telling you, nothing feels better than jumping into this warm water. I've had a back irritation lately. The warm water is great for, you know, muscle recovery. It's great for melting away stress. And it's kind of like being on a little mini vacation right there in your own backyard. So if you've been thinking about getting a hot tub, this is the perfect time. Beninati Pool and Spa makes it so easy to find the perfect tub for you and your family. And they're going to be there to help deliver it, install it, and be there for maintenance as well. Now, Beninati Pool and Spa is in Utica. It's right next to Jimmy John's Field. Plus, they have this brand new showroom in Clinton Township, right off M59 and I-94. So no matter which location you go to, you're going to be met with these Beninati experts who will give you a personalized experience and help you find the right hot tub. And this is cool. If you mention my name, they'll take $500 off your purchase just like that. So go visit BeninatiPools.com or stop by Utica or Clinton Township and see why so many people, including me, love the Beninati experience.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show? It's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Yeah, what do you think Torque was thinking? I'm not going to throw it to you again.
I got this. It's going
to
be
we want to make this more exciting?
Tigers in three, TIT.
Uh-huh. Just like I said. Yep.
All right, take a text. You want to know about the superstitions of people, and we want to know about is all forgiven based on the collapse, or do you need to see more? Superstitions. Start there. Guys, I drink a specific craft beer, not local or well-known for game one. I did not drink it for game two. Had it back out for game number three, and thankfully, I have plenty left in the 12-pack.
Thank you for your participation.
Thank you for your service. It says, I apologize. I wore my orange Tigers hoodie game one. It got dirty. I washed it for game two. Had it ready for game three. Won't happen again, guys.
Thank you.
You guys forgive and forget too easily. Mediocrity should not be applauded. This team went from a really great team to mediocre and barely got in. Winning one series doesn't make me forget how bad this team can be.
Sure, they can be bad. And there are games where Seattle goes, where their bats go silent as well.
And to be clear, I don't, speaking just for myself, I didn't forgive everything based on the fact that they won the Cleveland wild card series. I forgave the collapse in the division because I think they were able to right that wrong head to head and take down Cleveland. If they want to right the wrong that is the trade deadline, there's no better example than the team standing opposite Detroit right now. The team that added not one, but two bats. The team that was aggressive, the most aggressive, and chased down the bye week from the Tigers. So you want to right that wrong? You want to earn that forgiveness? You want to make the deadline an afterthought? You beat Seattle.
Yeah, and I would also ask those, you know, for that last texter who says, you know, let's not celebrate mediocrity. What's more important? winning the division or actually winning in the playoffs? Because the team that won the division is now on vacation.
It's in the playoffs. I mean, yeah. So you definitely put, you know, Band-Aid on the wound, that's for sure. We were talking, Jim, in the break, start going through their hitters. I mean, you just think about it. Raleigh, 60 homers. Mm-hmm. Julio Rodriguez, an amazing talent.
He's an all-star, superstar player.
Then you got the two additions, Suarez and Naylor.
And then
Naylor has performed in the playoffs before.
Yeah. And then you even look a little deeper down to what would be like, what are we talking, like the fifth, sixth hitters in this lineup? Jorge Polanco's kind of an underrated dude.
A Rosarena's
got postseason.
Tons of it. And he's been a good performer in the postseason in his past at times.
They're like 6-7 deep. They hit for power. They steal bases. They are a very good baseball team.
It's like, that's why I just think they're going to have to just be cold. Or, you know what?
Steal one.
How about this? The Tigers have to be better with runners in scoring position.
The Tigers have to be opportunistic.
And it's not necessarily, well, that's a duh to a degree.
Yeah.
But think about it, Seattle not getting timely hitting. They get their hits. They put people on base, but they don't bring them in. They need that on the other side.
Well, I mean, you look at game two, and what was it with runners in scoring position for Cleveland? They had three runners in scoring position. They scored two of them, yet they still won the game.
And the other thing I'd point out, a month ago we were debating who's the team's number two pitcher. Mize and Flaherty both looked good in their playoff starts so far. Does that soften some of that fear that we had during the deepest depths of the skid? Yeah, I think we always talk about you're only as good as your next day starting pitching. We don't know who's pitching game one, but I would imagine it's Scooble game two, Mize game three, Flaherty game four, and Scooble in game five. Suddenly, there's the roadmap to get through what's a really tough matchup.
But who, like, we just went through those six names. And Mize and Flaherty are going to...
No, you're right. You're probably not letting them see the third time through, and you're going to lean on bullpen matchups.
I would imagine they'll be...
And you got to... Here's the other thing, too, though. These aren't going to be all 2-1 and 3-2 ball games. You're going to have to score more runs.
Yeah, and I think you're definitely going to see one more pitcher on this roster for the ALDS than you did. I know they kind of knocked off one pitcher because of the shortness of the series in the 3-game. But I think, like, I wonder if Henry Molloy is going to be on this roster. I would guess no right now.
Well, some of it's going to depend on the Keith stuff, too, and how they want to sort it out.
Then they'd have to get it two off, though, if they want to add a pitcher.
That's what I'm saying.
That didn't sound good.
I'll forgive Hinch and the players after what they put us through. They won when it really mattered. I'll never forgive Scott Harris from an unnamed texter.
You're going to have to get past this, and some of those prospects that he held so tightly to are going to have to start paying off.
You know, Scott Harris is an easy target. I get it, but how much of Detroit's ever going to forgive Steve Yzerman?
Got to win.
Yeah, got to win. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Ford Motor Company is investigating an incident in which a vulgar anti-return to office message was displayed on conference room monitors throughout Dearborn corporate buildings. So this message, this image included like the face of the CEO, Jim Farley, with one of those big red circles with the slash through it. And then it also included the phrase that I can't say all of it, blank RTO, which is return to office. Mm. So people aren't happy about it. So in September, they started requiring employees to work on site at least 4 days per week. A spokesperson says that they're aware of the inappropriate use of Ford's IT technology and they are investigating it. Taylor Swift's 12th studio album is out. People have gotten their hands on it, and it's online. You can listen to it. And there's one particular song on the album that's getting a lot of attention.
Oh, yeah?
It really discusses her love life, I guess you could say, with Travis Kelce. So the song's
title... Well, she's done that before.
Oh, yeah, she sings about her past lovers, right? Like, everybody... or relationships she's had always gets turned into her music.
A song, yeah.
This particular song is titled Wood. And she talks about, I'm guessing, Kelce's redwood tree and his magic wand that has really...
That's why
she put it...
Yeah,
she's ready to say
yeah,
I
as
do.
As she put it, what, Jim?
As she put it, yes. Opened my eyes opened my thighs. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well.
So I haven't heard the song. I mean, I've heard bits and pieces of it, right? But I haven't heard the whole thing. So I'm sure there's a lot more double meanings in that.
Yeah,
I'm
talks
sure
about
there
a hard
are.
Rock
yes.
at one point.
Talks What'd about she being, say?
She talks about a hard rock at one point.
Oh.
Talks about not wanting to sound cocky. Oh, it's not subtle at all.
So
I think
the reaction,
there's actually just one meeting in there.
Yeah. The reaction you'll have if the new Taylor Swift fan in your house starts singing the song.
Yeah, we're on the old Taylor Swift stuff right now.
Just...
We haven't gotten to the... I don't think she'll like the new stuff
oh,
yet.
Oh, trust me. Trust me. Yeah, at some point, it will happen.
Like, shake it
and
off.
Yeah, there are songs where they hit the radio and your kids start singing them. You're like, what the...
I know.
What?
She doesn't know what she's singing yet, though.
I understand.
That's,
yeah. So it's... Yeah. Yeah. When they sing them the first time, you're like, okay, well, she doesn't know. And then there's an age where they know, and that's when it's really concerning.
And then there's an age when they know even more than you do, which is even more concerning.
Yes.
I thought it was very interesting, like the hidden track at the end called F Me Travis. That opened my eyes.
Yeah. The NCAA tournament is nearing expansion. So an agreement has yet to be finalized, but the new proposed format that is being floated to television partners is an expanded field from 68 to 76 teams.
No.
This is terrible.
Don't do this.
And you can go
not
and see
fan.
How all of it would expand, and I could read you this whole article.
No, that's all right. I really
I think
don't
you get
care.
The picture of it, yes. Yeah. On Saturday night, a Detroit police officer who was just trying to have a good time ended up going home with multiple felonies. It sounds like this officer, Shane Shaw, went out to grab a beer and decided he was going to ride his bike. You know, I get it. It could be better than getting behind a wheel after he had a drink, but... He was riding his bike and he came across a neighbor's house who had their car parked across a sidewalk. So instead of just riding around and continuing on, he decided he'd go to the door and say, I'm a police officer. You need to move your car. Things escalated from there. The homeowner or the people in the house said this guy smelled like alcohol. He was yelling. They'd never seen him in their life. And he decided to shove his way into the house. And I guess a fight broke out in the kitchen. Lincoln Park police were called. He was taken into custody, then refused to get in the squad car, which then gave him another charge on top of what he was already facing. The next day, you know, when he was questioned about everything, he said that he was just trying to do the neighbors a favor and told them, you know, he didn't want them to get a ticket for parking illegally. He also said it was the family that was the aggressors. And either way, he's facing several felonies and like 4 years behind bars. Yeah. So. Yikes. Hey, tossing and turning at night might be doing more than just leaving you, you know, feeling really groggy the next morning. There's this new study that suggests poor sleep habits could be physically aging your brain. So making it appear that you're about 1 year older than you should be, or your brain age, at least. So basically, if you have really bad sleep habits, your brain is going to be about a year older than it actually should be. And if you have moderately poor sleep habits or sleeping in general, your brain on average is about 7 months older than it should be. And there are 5 sleep habits that protect your brain. So being an early bird, so we got that going for us,
hey.
Rather than a night owl. But here's where we lose all of this. Getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep per day.
Never.
Nope. Rarely experiencing insomnia.
I normally can get to sleep.
I'm hit or miss. Not snoring. I don't think I snore.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. And then not feeling excessively sleepy during the day. I feel tired all the time. I feel tired when I wake up, and it just persists all day long. So
your brain's a year older.
At least, probably older than that.
That's depressing.
It is.
All right, we got the cookie jar next. Something much more fun to wrap up a Friday. And I really liked this week's cookie jar. We have some very simple questions that do not have simple answers. It's 97.1.
Hey, value-driven banking begins with First Merchants Bank. When I have questions about my finances, of course, where are we going to turn? That's my bank, and that's First Merchants Bank. I know that their attentive local bankers are 100% interested in listening to my situation and helping me find the answers that I need. First Merchants doesn't provide cookie-cutter solutions or check off boxes when it comes to financial advice. They're going to take the time to learn about my life and my personal and financial goals to work with me to build a plan that fits my situation. And that's because First Merchants Bank really cares. They care about me and you as an individual, not just as a number, and they're going to do all they can to help their customers and communities succeed. You can count on that since First Merchants is staffed by local bankers who know and are passionate about the needs of the local community because it's their community as well. And we all have to work together to help our communities continue to prosper. To get started on your personalized financial solution today, you can visit them at firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.